If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Today's rant is brought to you by New Works Plumbing of Sacramento. For your plumbing needs and repairs, and remember, they're available to you around the clock 24/7. Just go to newworksplumbing.com. That's newworksplumbing.com. Hey, be sure and join me today live on Listen Up. We'll have all of the reaction to the Sacramento Kings firing of Luke Walton, the hiring of interim head coach Alvin Gentry. Again, join me live. Listen up. Give me your calls. Let's have some interaction. That's coming up today at 3 o'clock Pacific. So Luke Walton is fired. Alvin Gentry, who I love, by the way, great man, but he has been the head coach 5 previous stops. Now he is the interim head coach of a team that is a colossal failure. I said this last week on my rant when I said that the owner, Vivek Ranadive, since taking ownership of this franchise, has been a colossal failure. Did you see the headline yesterday in Marcos Breton's story of the Sacramento Bee? The real person that needs to be fired by the Sacramento Kings, owner Vivek Ranadive. Is he ever going to do anything right with this franchise? So Luke is out the door. Let's pay him, what, over $11 million to go away? 32 years. Think about that. 32 years. I was the TV voice of the Sacramento Kings, 26 years on radio. And we went back and forth and we had a lot of dialogue and we went through a lot of crap together, right? You, me, Carmichael Dave, and everyone else, David Stern, rest his soul, saved the team, Mayor Kevin Johnson. We got through that, right? And I figured, you know what? If we could get through that, we can get through anything, for crying out loud. Save the team. That's right. Save the freaking team from moving to Seattle. Brand new state-of-the-art building, arguably the nicest in the NBA. And now we're going to move on to the future, and everything is going to be great. Things have not been great. They're getting worse and worse and worse. The buck stops at the top, does it not? The ownership has been a miserable failure in Sacramento. Once again, the Sacramento Kings are the laughingstock of the NBA. And the fans, the great, loyal, passionate fans, who, by the way, have stopped going to the games. And can you blame them? Why the hell would you want to go to the games? They have stopped turning out to Golden 1 Center. Again, 32 years, all the things that we've experienced, all of the ups and downs, and with the exception of we thinking that the team was gone, this is rock bottom. This is the worst that I can remember because the fans have stopped coming out. The fans are booing the team off the floor night in, night out, and can you blame them? And when's it going to get better? I talked about this the other day. Mitch Richmond, when he was in Sacramento in the early 90s, was asked if he sees light at the end of the tunnel. His response, I don't even see the tunnel. Do you see the tunnel? What are you as a Kings fan going to demand now? The Kings, because of their ineptitude, they've lost a lot of your business. You don't want to go to the games anymore. What a freaking shame. Think about this. Sacramento Kings fans don't want to go to the games anymore. How unbelievably sad is that? It's awful. It is absolutely awful. And something needs to change and change in a hurry. And as I said, I love Alvin Gentry, but he's been a head coach in 5 previous stops. You think you're going to bring back the same team as last year, plus a draft pick and Davion Mitchell, and all of a sudden things are going to be that much better? Doesn't work like that. This entire franchise right now, once again, appears to be cursed. And the decision-making at the top with ownership is embarrassing. Again, Marcos Breton of the Sacramento Bee put it out there perfectly. I don't know what's next. I don't know what's next. But here's what I do know. You, the loyal Kings fans, deserve a hell of a lot better. And you're not getting it. And that is a freaking shame. And that's my rant for today.